Well, Merry Christmas. Does that feel strange to say? Maybe just a little?
Yeah.
Just a little. But we have a Christmas tree. It has to be. It has to be Christmas, right? Thank you to some work of some diligent light changers here. We have this lovely, strange, interesting tradition here at Epiphany Church of celebrating Christmas when it is closest to the day of Mary, Mother of our Lord, which actually this year happens to be today on August 15th. And so on this day, we hear the Magnificat, the Latin word that we say for Mary's song. It reflects the very beginning of the Magnificat, "My soul magnifies the Lord." Everyone likes some good Latin, right? You all know Latin? No. No, you don't know Latin? Huh. Well, how about this? Oh, let me have a little, okay. Yeah. You know the old joke? Why was the Latin professor so sick? No? He was explaining what the term ad nauseum meant for the millionth time. Anyway, a little bit is a groaner. Yeah, there you go. Well, for a bit more Latin today, Latin that I think is very important for our celebration of Christmas on this day of Mary, she has been referred to as Theotokos. Do you all know what that means? Theo, God, Tokos, bearer. She is the God bearer, for it is Mary who bears God in the flesh, Jesus, into this world. And as she prepared to give birth to Jesus, she is overcome in this visit with Elizabeth. She is overcome with hope for what this will mean, not only for her, who she sees God has blessed, but what it will mean for the whole world. Yes, she will be called blessed, but this will mean that Jesus coming into the world will end so much pain and suffering and will bring promise and hope to those who have been struggling. It means that everything will be set right. The proud and mighty will be brought low. The rich will be sent away empty. The lowly will be lifted up. And the poor are filled with good things. It is a beautiful picture of hope for a world that is more just and more kind. And you all know what happens, right? When Jesus is born into this world, well, at least when he begins his public ministry around 30 years old, the authorities are, in fact, brought low by this different kind of power that they can't quite understand, they can't quite grapple with. They are even threatened, King Herod is threatened even by the idea of a baby Jesus who will be called the king. And then later is threatened by his popularity as Jesus heals and feeds and teaches a kind of power that Herod cannot understand. It is not the power of a conquering army. It is the power of love gathered among God's people. The religious authorities, too, are offended by Jesus' disregard for tradition and the law. People who are rich, they, too, are intrigued by this Jesus character because he seems to be able to do things that they can't make sense of. He is healing people and feeding people. And so they wonder, how might we tap into this power? How might we become his disciples? And Jesus says, no problem. Just sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor. While those who have nothing, who are so desperate for a sign of hope that they wander aimlessly following where Jesus is going. And then as they follow him, they find that there is miraculously enough to eat when there has never been enough to eat. And finally, Jesus so unsettles those who are in power that they nail him to a cross. And at that point, it doesn't feel like Christmas anymore, does it? The hope and expectation of Christmas Day seem like a daydream when it comes up against the harsh reality of this cruel world, like daydreaming of snow on these days where it has felt like it's over 100 degrees outside. And yet here we are celebrating Christmas in the dog days of summer. While we are so far from living into Mary's song, how can we reasonably proclaim Mary's song and sing Christmas carols with thousands of people still dying every day to COVID-19 globally? Or while children are getting further and further behind in their education, over a year behind at this point, and those who have the least advantages are getting further behind than those who have the best. And refugees are fleeing from Ethiopia, where there are horrible atrocities being committed in these days. And there are people stuck in Afghanistan because they can't get out as the Taliban takes over. They have nowhere to go. What does Christmas look like when the vision of Mary's song feels so unreal? And here, I know you've all been waiting for it, here is where we get back to Latin. We, dear friends, are Theotokos. We are God bearers. And we might not turn the whole world upside down. We might not bring an end to war and poverty and injustice and bigotry. But we, like Mary's song, can bear God's love and justice into the world, even if it's just our little corner of the world. So yes, keep singing those Christmas carols. Let them bolster you. Let them reignite hope in you that God is alive. Because the only reason we celebrate Christmas, not only today in the middle of August, but even in December, the only reason we celebrate Christmas is because on the third day, Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus rose, the one who had brought such hope and such power and such vision of what it could look like if we simply loved one another, what it could look like if we fed those who were hungry and healed those who were sick, what it could look like if we truly loved one another unconditionally. That even though he who was put to death on a cross is now alive, that is why we go back in time and we say, who was this Jesus character who was put to death on a cross? What did he do to upset so many people? And finally, we get back to the story of Jesus who was born to a virgin, Mary. Though in poverty, though having to flee from their own country for fear of Herod, in the midst of all of that, hope was born. And so also hope can be born anew today in each one of us, that through you, God's love and justice and peace is known in your family, among your neighbors, in this church, in this community. The dawn is drawing near, born again to us this day, among God's people. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.